Secretary of Agriculture Sonny Perdue joining us on the line here on this Tuesday afternoon. Mr. Secretary, we know we're just coming off those partial openings, I guess you would say, of the Farm Service Agency offices. How did that go, by the way, before we get to anything else? Did you hear from the offices? Did you hear from Administrator Fordyce, for example, how that went?
We have heard. I asked over the weekend, and I asked Bill Northey this morning, and it went very, very well. Our customers were very patient with us, but our employees were very helpful. And for the most part, people were not overly frustrated over some of the things we could not do. But as you've heard, Max, we've got more good news for our farmers, and that's we're going to bring all these people back in all the offices.
All FSA offices will be reopening then.
That's exactly right. We've persuaded OMB through them working with us and our attorneys and our budget people working with them over finding the funds to get all of our people back to allow them to take care of our customers' business. And it'll be more inclusive than it was on the temporary three-day issue as well. So they'll be able to do some more things, including finishing up the market facilitation program and even originating some new operating loans for them, creating some of the WHIP payments and doing some other things that getting crops out of loans, getting new loans on other crops, cotton, peanuts, sugar, those kind of things. So even the dairy margin protection program. So it's a much more inclusive list in all of our offices. So we're really happy to announce that today.
Now, will it be Monday through Friday then in all of the offices?
Well, let me tell you how that works, because it's a little convoluted. They will be coming back this Thursday, so they'll be back Thursday and Friday, and then for a 10 working day period, that means all 5 days next week and all 5 days the week following, they will be in the office to take care of all the backlog businesses, and then they'll be open 3 days a week in the weeks following. So we'll have this Thursday and Friday, 5 days next week, 5 days the week following, and then 3 days a week after that.
Obviously, you're having to be, I think the term you used last week was creative in trying to determine how to still service farmers because the lapse in federal funding remains.
Well, it does, but we're using some mandatory funding through the Farm Bill, and we're looking forward to serving folks. I mean, this is a crunch time for farmers in their planning as they think about the programs and signing up for programs and operating loans and those kind of things. It's very, very important, and we were just delighted that OMB concurred with our lawyer's interpretation of how we could justify legally this.
It's always good, I suppose, to have an appointment, is it not, when you have some serious business that needs to be transacted there? Just don't walk through the door.
We'll let our own individual people in offices, the way they typically carry on business. If I were a farmer, I'd probably call ahead to make sure that I was able to transact the business that I needed to. But there again, if our people are answering the phone all the time, they can't serve the people through the counter. So it's just whatever they've done, whatever works best for them and the way they relate to the offices.
I presume some lenders wanted to see this happen too, did they not? They felt that something more was needed to help their customers who work with USDA?
Well, obviously they'll benefit as well, because farmers in a cash flow business, and they needed these loans released in order to pay out last year's operating money. If they were on a direct or a guaranteed loan, they needed them to get back in and to get that taken care of so the lender could do the portion that was not guaranteed. So I think it'll be good for all of agriculture, certainly for our customers, the farmers and ranchers. And I just want to say I'm really pleased with our folks and the way they've come back. You know, many of these people are working without pay, and they're dedicated to our agricultural constituents.
In terms of those services provided for food safety, so that we make sure that our food supply continues to be the safest in the world, those are continuing unfettered, are they not, Mr. Secretary?
They are, and they will continue. That USDA stamp is still alive and well and means something as far as the safest food supply in the world.
As you look back, just reflect for a moment here, if you would, on the, well, it hasn't been a full 2 years for you, I guess, Kevin, to think of it, has it? But certainly the administration has been in place. There must be some things you feel good about that have happened.
Well, we feel good about the response of the realignment in NRCS and our FPAC group. Those NRCS serving the same customers that our FSA offices do. Obviously, there have been challenges in the Forest Service, but I think we got some tools to get ahead of these, managing these forests healthy. But overall, I'm just tickled with the way our employees at USDA have taken up and want to do the right thing. They have literally fulfilled the motto, in my opinion, that we had at USDA, that's to do right and feed everyone.
U.S. Secretary of Agriculture Sonny Perdue talking with our friend and colleague Max Armstrong. On the Oklahoma Farm Report, I'm Ron Hayes.